Happy Thursday, friend. Today, I felt called to bring some biblical encouragement your way if you are feeling unsure or confused about pursuing your purpose, that on that God-sized dream that was placed on your heart, or you feel like you aren't humanly equipped to take on what seems like such an impossible endeavor. It's super easy to get scared and feel like you're so small compared to this big dream, even though you get excited thinking about it. But then at the same time, you think about all the what ifs, and in that same moment, you can literally talk yourself out of it. And this is something that I think so many of us struggle with, and I just want to bring some encouragement into your day and remind you that God's got you, friend. Let's hang out. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now, I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. Do you feel sometimes that nothing is going to stop you from your huge, audacious plans? Like, you have the right mindset that I'm going to keep going no matter what. Then it seems like you get hit from every angle with dark clouds, wilderness with no end in sight, or you have someone trampling and talking down your plans, or maybe it's an accumulation of all of it, of both. Satan really doubles down on his efforts when you aren't letting your circumstances change your plans or your attitude. And I can remember having plans to be an entrepreneur, being my own boss, and sharing my dream with certain people. I can also remember I never had support with the people that I actually shared my plans and dreams with, and that was very discouraging. I was met with discouragement. The thing with this kind of discouragement is that you might not realize at the time that it is discouragement. It might dress itself up as passive support, or what I call is passive redirection. Going through hardships and discouragement is meant to be a hindrance. It's deterrence. The enemy doesn't want us having the good life God promised us. You know when you're being met with force, when you start moving to put your plans into play and things look like they start to crumble. I used to crack under even a little bit of pressure when I started to see a dark pattern happening. And maybe you feel like running for cover when things start getting a little heavy. But we need to remember that we have God's promises for encouragement to push through that dark, thick darkness that we can't see through. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." And another scripture that is encouraging is Proverbs 16:9, which says, "A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure." So one thing is that God has pre-planned your future in Jeremiah 29:11. And the second thing is that God will direct your steps as you plan your way. God has blessed you with every step of the process, even when it might seem like it's not working. We can't view the other side of the curtain, but what we do know is that when we are operating in faith, huge things can happen. So Sarah, Abraham and Sarah, in Hebrews 11:11 says, because of her faith, Sarah herself received physical power to conceive a child, and she was way past the age for bearing children, because she considered God who had given her the promise to be reliable and trustworthy and true to his word. Sarah and Abraham waited 20 years for that baby that God promised them, but they believed and he followed through on that promise. And it doesn't take much to operate in faith either. So in Matthew 17:20, it says, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And we see God's faithfulness through people in the Bible too. So Moses in Exodus 4:10 says that God called Moses to save the Israelites from being captive in Egypt. And Moses told God to send someone else to get his people out of Egypt because he had a speech problem. So God told Moses that he would send his brother along with him to speak. Esther, we know who Esther is. And God called Esther to bring deliverance to the Jews when they were marked for death. And she was appointed for something very dangerous. And God appointed her for that. Amos in 7:14, Amos was not a prophet's son. He was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And God called him to prophesy to Israel. And he had no prophetic qualifications, yet God equipped him for that job. We have to be put in a season of preparation. So being in a season of preparation is not easy. When things seem really hard, it's not a time to get discouraged or think about giving up. It's a time to push through and operate in faith that on the other side of the hard season that you're having, there is fruit. You are being prepared for the purpose that God has called you to. God will give you desire for your purpose. He's not going to tell you when it will come to pass. There is no promise that he's going to tell you when, but there is promises all over in the Bible. A lot of scripture that says he'll keep his promises. But he'll never tell you when. You have to trust his timing because his timing is perfect. And a lot of times you will find that when God plants a purpose in you, he will give you the first step. And it might be something like, I want you to do this. God delivers in steps. You won't get the whole entire blueprint for that plan. That's what faith is. God won't tell you why. The why is, for us, is irrelevant. It's God's job to know the why. And he knows why. And that's why he called you. That's the why that matters, is he called you. And I want to leave you with one last scripture for you to meditate on throughout your day. And it's Matthew 19:26. And that says, with men, this is impossible, but all things are possible with God. So what's impossible for us to carry out on our own, God's whispering to you saying, it's possible with me. I hope that you have found some encouragement in today's episode, friend. Have a great weekend, and I will meet you back here on Tuesday. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend, and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.